countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Ploughing ahead with a new record readership of 379,000 weekly print readers.
Well, every single one of us are concerned about electricity bills coming our way this winter. And you can imagine running a business as well where you're using an awful lot of energy. And that includes dairy farms, because they need their electricity supply for power to heat the water, to clean the dairy, then to refrigerate units to cool the milk, and then to run the milking machines morning and evening. For example, dairy farmers are not only worried about the cost, but they're also worried about the security of their supply, as evening milking usually happens between 5 and 7, the time of peak demand across the country, when blackouts are most likely to happen, if they actually do happen. Now, Hannah Quinn Mulligan visited a dairy farmer on the Wicklow-Wexford border, where she met neighbouring farmers Howard Porter and his father-in-law, Albert Evans.
Hey Albert, how are you?
Welcome to North Wexford, South Wicklow, just on the border of Wexford, Wicklow, on our dairy farm.
And I guess if we walk over to your dairy parlour here, a lot of the farmers are talking now about electricity bills. What is your electricity bill usually per year, do you know?
It works out around a cent a litre, and it's kind of creeped up over the two.
I mean, I know that you've been chair of your local Glanbia here. You're really embedded in the community. You must be listening to other farmers as well. I mean, what are their concerns in regards to electricity costs? Because we're hearing as well potentially blackouts, especially in the evening time between 5 and 7, which is evening milking time as well. So what are farmers around you saying?
Yeah, most of them have actually generators fitted. We have actually a small generator we need to update it, and I inquired the other day, and there's about 6 months waiting list on them, which is unreal.
But you were ahead of time, because if we look at the roof of your dairy parlour, you have solar panels there. Did you get a grant for that?
I did, yes. I got Tam's grant for it when I fitted it, and I also got the VAT back. It's 6 kilowatts of power we have. It's a slow payback, it's about 5 years. So we haven't really done the figures on it yet, but I think it's around 1,000 we saved the first year. We didn't quite have it in early enough.
And does that heat the water, or what does it do?
Yes, any extra power that's not being generated in the middle of the day goes back into the water heater. So we can't store power long enough to milk. The milk is not justifiable to invest in batteries and things like that. You just wouldn't be worth it.
And do you get any money back for any surplus electricity that's generated?
No, because we claim the grant, the Tam's grant, and you're not allowed to sell it back to the grid once you claim the grant.
Really?
Yeah. So that's red tape.
So talking about red tape, talking about solar panels, we have, I guess, your new son-in-law, I should say. He's only officially been in the family a little while. Howard, you have a dairy farm nearby. How many cows are you milking?
Yeah, we do. We're milking 140, 150 dairy cows, spring calving system. And energy bills have skyrocketed over the last 12, 18 months. It's
What about, I guess, Albert has solar panels up. Would you ever think of solar panels?
I don't know whether it's for us or not, because in terms of trying to store the energy that's created by the solar panels during the middle of the day, in terms of using it on the farm, you know, it's, if there's a way of storing it, perhaps maybe it's something you could look into. I suppose you won't be looking at a combination of things in terms of renewables going forward. Anaerobic digestion would be probably something that could be done. I mean, there's a lot of them systems working up north, and they work well. I suppose they're not with their trouble as well, because you need a lot of land to feed the ADs. But they're definitely an option. They work very well. They're, you know, between the fertiliser you can get out of them on top of creating gas, and sure, gas is going to be a big trouble to source over the coming years. And sure, again, if a farm can't storm, they should be allowed to feed back into the grid. It's a bit silly creating the energy and letting it go to waste. Like, it needs to be converted to something to get full benefit out of it.
Do you have a generator?
We do. I think it's the best money I think any dairy farmer will ever spend. And I think from what I hear, there's a lot of farms, after looking into generators in the last 2 or 3 months, all the blackouts that are probably coming down the line with all these energy shortages, especially at peak times 5 to 7, it's going to be a massive issue on dairy farms, particularly for evening milkings. So absolutely, yeah, the generators are a no-brainer.
It'd be horrible, wouldn't it, be in the middle of it and suddenly all the clusters just dropping
It has happened several times. I've only small generators, as I said. I need a bigger one, but as I said, 6 months waiting list on them. Yeah.
It's a great safety. It's a great backup. Like it's an insurance as such. Like it's small money to pay.
Yeah, it's absolutely necessary. You just couldn't manage without it.
But I mean, should you not be able to rely on just a constant electricity supply? You know, should you have this fear hanging over you of having blackouts?
No, not this day and age, not this century, the 21st century. It's a bit silly, isn't it?
But sure, the energy suppliers themselves are saying that the risk of blackouts are much higher just due to, I suppose, the demand on power and I suppose the cost as well. And I suppose we're all relying on a lot of power, a lot of gas and all is coming through England now and through different sources as well now. So it's a catch 22 as such.
And both of you, I mean, for both of you, you've had a rise in fertiliser prices.
Yes.
You've had a rise in feed prices. And now you have a rise in electricity prices as well. I know, look, milk prices have been good.
Yes,
there's no denying that. But are the costs covered by the rise in milk price? Is it enough?
Absolutely.
Absolutely this year, yes. But going down the road, it's not going to stay up at a high price. So everybody's starting to look at their farms a little bit different, cutting back on fertiliser and things like that. It just can't be bought. Like, if once it goes to the 1,000 euros a tonne, it just gets out. You know, you have to think, would you be less cows, less nitrogen, go back on your ESP? The one thing about the solar panels, I will say, there's no moving parts and there's a 25-year lifespan.
Would you get more solar panels?
Yes, I think I would. But it takes about 5 years to justify it. So I'm probably getting a little bit old for it as well. So I'd have to look at it.
Never. Sure, you've got a young man here and you've got a young daughter as well.
Yeah.
Between them, I think they could manage two farms.
I think they could.
Long term, then, you mentioned red tape around TAMS. If that was cleared up, would that do an awful lot to help?
I think it would. I mean, you cannot give a grant and then not be allowed to sell the power. Where's the sense in it? Like, it just doesn't make sense.
And that was Albert Evans finishing Hannah Quinn Mulligan's piece there. And congratulations to his son-in-law, Howard, and his daughter, Odile. I hope that they had a great day out.